The Columbia Orchestra is opening their 35th anniversary season on October 6th at the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. With me in the studio is the Columbia Orchestra's music director, Jason Love. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You have an exciting program for October 6th, officially Beethoven and Bernstein, but it could be called Beethoven, Bernstein, and Soccer.
Several of our concerts this year, Beethoven and Bernstein, Barber and Sibelius, Stravinsky and Wagner, we're pairing composers, pieces that have an interesting relationship to each other on a program. We're doing Beethoven's Eighth Symphony and Bernstein's First Symphony, his Jeremiah Symphony, which are not necessarily their most frequently performed works, but, you know, Beethoven's symphony is a symphony such full of joy, and then Bernstein's Jeremiah Symphony is full of lamentation. So I love the way these two works balance each other on the program.
I love hearing works like this in the concert hall because recordings are great. Of course, radio is great, but you just get a different experience of things when you hear them live. So when you have a chance to hear things that aren't as frequently performed, I feel like you should really jump at it.
Well, it's true for all of these works, and in particular the Beethoven, which you don't hear as much. It's a piece of sforzandos, which is a musical term for accents, and he only had really one way of marking a certain kind of accent that could mean very different things. So, you know, it's very visceral, this piece, when it's performed live, and you see people really digging in different ways every time you see a different kind of accent. So it's certainly a piece for live performance.
And the Bernstein, let's talk a little bit about that, the Jeremiah.
It's a piece that he wrote in 1942, so right in the thick of the war. All of Bernstein's music is about faith in some way, and this, of course, touches upon religious faith, but to me, I think this is really about his faith in humanity. And of course, the idea of Jeremiah becomes a metaphor. Jeremiah, of course, is prophesying that, you know, because of our evil deeds, all that we hold dear is going to come to an end. So it's a very prescient piece, but I think it really sums up not only the time of the war, but it sums up now. You know, things are very contentious. We're living in a very contentious time, and it's a piece that's really searching for getting through that kind of contention. And I knew Tracy Scherr, a mezzo-soprano, when I was at Peabody. We went to Peabody together, and I lost track of her. So when I was asking around for the singer to do this piece, the third movement has the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and it's sung. Someone said, well, you know, you should get Tracy Scherr. Her voice is perfect for this, and she's now a cantor at this Temple Rodef F. Shalom in Northern Virginia. So she really brings a particular kind of perspective, not only this fantastic voice, but, you know, a perspective on the text that's really special.
Finally, you have Ingwezu by Enrico Chapella, a piece that's related to soccer, I understand.
Yeah, you know, I kept seeing the title of this piece. It was winning all of these awards and people were playing it, so I investigated it. Chapella's a great Mexican composer. He's a friend to Dudamel and a lot of the, you know, younger generation. He was commissioned to write a piece for the Carlos Chavez, the National Orchestra of Mexico. So he said, I'm going to do something national that represents Mexico. And what do Mexicans care about? They like soccer. And so it's actually a depiction of the 1999 championship when they defeated Brazil. You know, they were the Cinderella long shot and defeated Brazil. And what's great about the piece is it has that excitement of being in a sports arena, and, you know, it's really passionate and visceral stuff. But even if you don't know anything about soccer or don't follow along with the story, it totally works as a piece of music independent of that program.
This is the Columbia Orchestra, their 35th anniversary season opening concert, October 6th. That's a Saturday at the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. There's a talk at 6:30 by the always fabulous Bill Scanlon Murphy, and concert time is 7:30 p.m. Jason, what's the phone number and the website, please, for more information?
You can call 410-465-8777 or find us at columbiaorchestra.org.
With me in the studio today, Jason Love, music director of the Columbia Orchestra. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.